from domestic roles to women's liberation and all that jazz. Mary Wollstonecraft's ideas would not be fully implemented in the Western world until nearly a half century after World War I, if then. However, the 1920s paved the way, as this decade saw a greater freedom of gender roles. Women had been used in the workforce during the war. Now, they reveled in the new liberties of the time period and created new styles for themselves. Short hairstyles, shorter dresses, smoking, drinking, driving, hopefully not at the same time, and more scandalous dance moves. While certainly not commonplace, this type of new woman was featured as an icon in magazines, movies, and radio programs of the day. From capitalistic progress to the Great Depression. Perhaps the biggest effect of the Treaty of Versailles was economic. The enforcement of a ridiculously high payment to the tune of $33 billion on any country in the world is bound to have repercussions across the globe. By 1923, Germany was experiencing hyperinflation like the Spanish Empire had, but much worse. Children were using stacks of German dollars, Deutschmarks, as toy blocks, and adults were using money as kindling in their fireplaces. One would need a wheelbarrow full of money to go grocery shopping. In the worst months of the inflation, one loaf of bread could cost hundreds of thousands of Deutschmarks. The most prosperous Western country after the war, the United States, helped the German economy with a loan that prevented Germany from sinking into ruin. However, the reckless spending of the Roaring Twenties caught up with the U.S. itself in the end. On October 29, 1929, the New York stock market crashed, as investors worried that the roar couldn't last. This was a self-fulfilling prophecy. The market tanked, and the world economy soon followed into the Great Depression. Capital G-R-E-A-T space, capital D-E-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N. Capitalism seemed to be failing the world over, while the USSR outperformed the West in production.